Hi, I'm Steve Ashley, and today's half-hour edition of Hot Pipes takes us to Boston, Massachusetts, for some old and new recordings. The Metropolitan Theatre in Boston had one of the finest sounding Wurlitzers in the USA. It's still operating now as the Wang Theatre, but it lost its theatre organ sometime in the 1960s. The console now controls the Wurlitzer in the Shanklin Music Hall in Groton, Massachusetts. From the 2011 American Theatre Organ Society convention, this is the late Chris Gorsuch, and Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Music by Vincent Humans from the 1927 show Hit the Deck. The other major transplant in the Boston area is in Babson College in Wellesley, just to the west of Boston. It houses the Wurlitzer from Lowe's State Theatre Boston, now enlarged, which was recorded for a CD in 2001 by John Cook, then a very promising young artist who has since more or less stopped playing these instruments in concert. This is his arrangement of Richard Whiting and Leah Robbins' Louise.
Thank you.
Regrettably, I have no tracks from Low State in its original location, but I do have some made in the Metropolitan Theatre. Recently I was sent what appeared to be concert performances taped in 1958, and with digital clean-up and some slight enhancement, here now is It Might As Well Be Spring, with Boston area organ builder and organist Ed Gress at the console. Ed Gress, and It Might As Well Be Spring, played on the Metropolitan Boston Wurlitzer. Back to the Shanklin Music Hall in Groton, about a one-hour car ride northwest of Boston. The Shanklin Corporation manufactures shrink-wrap packaging machines, and it built an auditorium in its conference centre adjacent to its plant, both for meetings and to house the Wurlitzer. Ron Road taped a CD there in 2000, and one of the 16 tracks is this, Me Minus You. Thank you. published in 1932 and unusually not used in a film or stage show, Me Minus You. Ron Road and the Shanklin Conference Center Wurlitzer. My second track from the Metropolitan Theatre was recorded for the premier album group of budget record labels, the best known of which is probably Spinnerama. The group released a number of versions of an LP by John Kiley around 1960 on an array of labels and crediting a small army of artists, of which Kiley was the only genuine item. So, played by the real John Kiley from the 1952 show of the same name, this is Wish You Were Here.
Thank you.
Tom Wibbles, who was a house organist for several pizza restaurants across the American Midwest, with When Sunny Gets Blue, recorded in concert on the Babson College Wurlitzer and released on a compact cassette. The organ is owned by the Eastern Massachusetts chapter of the American Theatre Organ Society and was rescued just days before Lowe's State Theatre was demolished in 1968. The Richard Knight Auditorium, in which it's installed, is coincidentally about the same age as Lowe's. Both were built around 1925. Another artist to record at Babson is Ken Double, now retired from his position as CEO of the American Theatre Organ Society. This is Teach Me Tonight, from the pen of Gene DePaul and Sammy Kahn in 1953. Teach Me Tonight, Ken Double and the Babson Wurlitzer. I'm closing today's show the same way I opened, with another track from the Shanklin Conference Center, recorded during Jelani Eddington's concert for the 2011 American Theatre Organ Society Convention, which was based that year in Providence, Rhode Island. Written by De Silva, Brown and Henderson in 1927, this is the title music from another Broadway musical, Good News. Thank you. hope you've enjoyed our brief visit to the Boston area and its surrounds for this All Wurlitzer show. Before I leave you, a quick reminder of my website, hotpipes.eu, where you'll find tracks to preservation societies across the globe, along with a host of other theatre pipe-related links, and literally hundreds of archived Hot Pipe shows. Until the same time next week, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley.